down like rain. Round the curve, come a passenger train. On the blind said old Bill Jones, he's a good old hobo trying to get home. Trying to get home.
Trying to get home.
Trying to get home.
Trying to get home.
He's a good old hobo trying to get home.
Hobo's trying to get home. The ironic thing about Pop Wagner and Bob Bovee performing that Milwaukee Blues is that when the two of them started playing together in 1972, hoboing was one of the ways the two got around.
We hit the road together, went out to the West Coast hitchhiking and riding freight trains and singing for tips. And then as we got more substantial gigs and schedules, we took to buying Greyhound Ameripasses, and we traveled that way for a while until we got vehicles. And at some point around 1979, Bob teamed up with Gail Heil, and they became a duo. But when Gail sadly passed away here a few years ago, Bob and I started working again as a duo. It has changed over the years, but there's some of it that is very familiar and very comfortable working together.
We're speaking with Pop Wagner about his show with Bob Bovee at Crossings at Carnegie in Zumbrota, Saturday the 29th of October at 7:30 p.m. And for information, it's popwagner.com. You do quite a bit of string band music, and some of this music doesn't really take everything so seriously, like the song Didn't He Ramble.
That's right, and even our introduction to that song is not taken totally seriously by most audiences, because folklorists have traced that song. Didn't He Ramble is Charlie Poole's version of the Darby Ram, and actually there's a version of that traced back to the Druids, and Bob always says that this is a song that Druids used to sing around Stonehenge when they're sitting around the campfire.
He rambled in a swell hotel and his appetite was stout. When he refused to pay the bill, the landlord kicked him out. He reached a brick to smack him with, and when he went to stop, the landlord kicked him over the fence into a barrel of slop. And didn't he ramble, ramble? Well, he rambled all around, in and out the town. And didn't he ramble, ramble?
Pop, yours and Bob Bovee's songs of real and not Hollywood cowboys are always highlights of your shows together. One of your favorites is called The Dying Cowboy.
Yeah, and Bob and I trade off singing verses to that song, and it tells a poignant, sad story of a young cowboy who knows he's dying and he's wishing to get word back to his sister.
Draw closer to me, comrades, and listen while I say, for I'm gonna tell a story as the spirit hastes away. Way back in Northwest Texas, that good old Lone Star State, there's one that for my coming with a weary heart will wait. One fair young girl, my sister, she was my joy and pride. I brought her up from childhood, there was no one else beside. Our father now lies sleeping beneath the churchyard sod, and our mother too is resting in the bosom of her God.
Pop, at a Pop Wagner and Bob Bovee show these days, you'll have some of the same people who would come see you 30 and 40 years ago. But I bet you get some new faces as well.
Well, yeah, that's right. And there is a big resurgence in roots music in general coming up through younger generations, which for a couple of decades there, it didn't seem like young people were interested in it. But it is happening again, and the audiences are coming out, and there are more and more of the young players, and they're often in the audience too, and that's a refreshing thing to see.
That is refreshing, Pop. Pop Wagner and Bob Bovee perform at Crossings at Carnegie in Zumbrota, Saturday, October 29th at 7:30 p.m. For information, it's popwagner.com. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.